It is certainly the case that making it to the Olympics requires years of hard work. In India, many aspiring Olympic athletes look to government jobs to support them while they train. And those who bring home medals may find they don't even have to show up at work. Elliot Hannon has the story from New Delhi.
For athletes anywhere, just qualifying for the Olympics can be a full-time job. But in India, training full-time is a luxury few can afford. That's meant that many find themselves working part-time government jobs. And for the lucky athlete, it can result in a job for life. The deal goes like this. In return for putting in an appearance at the office, athletes like shooter Suma Sharoor get a monthly salary and time to train.
As soon as I got the offer of joining the railways, I just kind of grabbed it. And slowly it kind of made me a little more financially stable, and I could slowly think of pursuing the sport the way I wanted.
Despite her degree in chemistry, Sharoor wound up doing basic data entry.
Every day I would go to office and I would think, oh my God, what am I doing here? And then I would always talk to myself, say to myself that this is not my goal. My goal is to go to the Olympics, and I'm here only for my salary. I'm here only for my paycheck.
Sharoor used her job at the railway to make it to the 2004 Athens Olympics, where she finished 8th. India's government-run railway, police, and army are the biggest employers of athletes here. In general, the jobs are for life, and athletes get promotions based on how well they do at competitions. The Indian government has upped its spending on its Olympic program recently, but that doesn't always trickle down past the country's top performers. Vikas Krishan is one of the country's top boxers and will be competing in London this summer. He says he gets plenty of support now, including a job as a police officer, but it came after he was successful on his own.
I did not get any support at my younger age. After that support came, the support will not come to the ground level.
Private organizations have also stepped in to help support high-achieving young athletes. The Mittal Champions Trust was created in 2005 to provide the funds needed by top-flight competitors for their training, coaches, and equipment. Manisha Malhotra runs the trust. She says that even though she's invested in her athletes' success, many of them are still attracted to the support provided by government agencies because they provide something she can't.
You can never be fired. You have all the benefits of medical, pension. So it's a big deal. I mean, a lot of times I struggle because a lot of my athletes are aspiring just to get that government job versus actually trying to go out there and win a medal.
But winning medals does have its advantages. Winners often return home and tour the country, picking up checks from local governments and different branches of the bureaucracy as a reward for their performance. Winning also helps career advancement. Sandeep Sejwal competed in the breaststroke at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Along with training 7 hours each day, he also works for the railway. He's never actually been to the office because of his schedule, but that hasn't stopped his career prospects there.
Promotion in railways is very easy. If you swim continuously and win a medal at the nationals, or just represent the Indian Railways at the national level, you get promoted. So I'm going to file for a promotion. Hopefully I get it and then I'll be the boss.
For NPR News, I'm Elliot Hannon in New Delhi.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.